ISIL terrorists have suffered huge losses in northern Iraq. The Takfiri group also lost many of its members in the recent operation by the Iraqi army to liberate the city of Tikrit. Now, many analysts believe the terrorists are resorting to new tactics to terrorize the Iraqis. Press TV's Roshan Zaglam has filed this report.
Recently released figures and maps show ISIL terrorists have lost nearly 30% of the territory that were under their control. The lost land lies in northern parts of Iraq. ISIL lost those areas in military operations conducted by the Iraqi forces and volunteers. Analysts believe this is one of the reasons why ISIL terrorists have now resorted to new tactics.
In the past few months, ISIL not only lost 30% of the land it used to control, but also became weaker and lost its self-confidence. The group has changed its strategy now, and it is trying to open more than a battle at the same time. But the reality is that the group has lost a lot of its members and leaders in the latest battles.
ISIL lost a lot of land that it previously held. It has also lost the political cover and those who used to support the group. With the help of the Iraqi forces and volunteers, we will be able to free our country from those militants. It will take time, but it was proven that this could be achievable after the latest victories.
The group has now resorted to recruiting foreign terrorists and bringing militants from Syria to Iraq, as well as training kids and transferring its leaders from Iraq into Syria's Raqqa province.
It seems that the group was not ready for such a humiliating defeat, so it is now carrying out massacres against citizens in areas under its control. Analysts say the terrorist actions are in revenge for the Iraqi forces' recent victories. Roshan Zaglam, Press TV, Baghdad.